live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price this evening, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Josh Hovey of a project called REO Eats, and we're going to clarify that for you in a minute. Hey, Josh, how are you this evening?
Hey, Cheryl, good. How are you?
Josh, you're also with the Rossman Group, so we want to make sure to get that in there.
I am.
Very good. Tell me, first of all, give me an overview of what REO Eats project is, and then we'll get into where you are today with it.
Sure. The REO Eats project is basically a social media experiment to see if we can create the concept and launch a diner project in the Rio Town area of Lansing using online and community feedback. We've created a website, rioeatsproject.com, where we've asked people to give us their feedback on everything from theme to menu ideas to logo design, and are capturing all that information and collecting it and trying to create a restaurant concept that will be launched sometime early this year, we hope.
Now, how did this project come together? I mean, what group of folks got together to work on this?
Well, it started with the Gillespie Group, myself, and a couple other social media friends of ours, Jen Midland, who's a marketing consultant in town, and Paul Jakes, who works at MSU and is involved in a number of projects around town. And Pat Gillespie has a purchase agreement on the former Dalmatians Firehouse Grill in Rio Town and got us all together and said, let's do something that's never been done before and bring some attention to the area and also put this restaurant space back to use. And we kind of said, well, we don't really know what should go in there. Why don't we put it out there and see what the community wants to do with it? And that's kind of how this project got started.
You're a lot of I've got certainly younger than me, younger folks who know how to use the internet in this way. And I guess I'm fascinated by the idea that you just put this out there and let it start coming back to you.
Yeah, and I really call it a social media experiment on purpose because as far as we can tell, no one's really launched a restaurant like this before. We really decided to, I mean, usually you have an owner in mind who's going to own and operate the restaurant. You have a concept already in mind that owner does, and they go out, they put it to use, and they open the restaurant and hope that the community will like it. And we decided to take the complete opposite approach, be completely transparent, and say, what do you want this restaurant space to look like? What should it be? What should it serve? And I think we've surprised a lot of people with the amount of openness we've had. We're still looking for an owner-operator or investors to hire an owner-operator. We've had lots of comments, and some we said, well, it's kind of out there, and some have not. But I think the fact that we're just trying something new, it's a tough time to raise capital and get a project going. So we took a little bit of a backwards approach and see if we can bootstrap this and pull it together.
What does the restaurant look like now? Is it still conceptual, or is it physically happening, the change?
Well, the space is really, I mean, we could open the former Dalmatians Firehouse in a week if we had some capital and we're able to do it because the space is usable right now. But the concept that's been developed, we have students from MSU, a design class, submitted a bunch of logos based on names that the community suggested and some that they came up with themselves. The one that's kind of leading is a restaurant that would be called Fork, but spelled like torque, as in like the torque on an auto engine.
Q-U?
Yep, Q-U-E. So that's kind of the name that's being leaned towards. We're looking at possibly a gritty, urban type of a diner that would be a breakfast and lunch place mainly. We think that really fits in with the feedback we've received, and also with the the emerging market in the community, which is Board of Water and Light employees, lots of GM employees coming to the area, and it's a just kind of a raw area right now of town that I think is poised for a lot of development, and that's where, so that's kind of the concept that people have come together, and a lot of folks have said that it's really important that whoever is operating the restaurant, they serve fresh, local food whenever possible, and that's something where we're trying to match all of these ingredients that people have said should come together and form this restaurant with someone out there in the community who's willing to actually take this on and then run the restaurant, because none of us have restaurant experience. None of us actually run restaurants. We all have day jobs and are kind of just doing this on our spare time.
Mm-hmm. So you are actually just, I'm just kind of reiterating here, you have the proposed name or a name that's in the forefront and in the lead for this. You have the theme put together. So that could come together very quickly, those portions of it. You're looking for someone with the capital and someone who knows how to run a restaurant and to get it up and running.
Essentially, yeah, that's what we're looking for. Someone with at least the operational experience to run a restaurant. I think between some of us and some other of our connections, we can probably pull together capital. But everything's really tight at the moment in terms of lending. So we're not in a position, those of us who are working on this on a weekly basis, to actually launch this ourselves without an operator in mind, and at least, and hopefully maybe a few other investors as well.
Now, the folks don't have to come up with the capital to buy the building. Am I correct there that it's the Gillespie Group who is going to make an offer to buy the building?
The Gillespie Group has a purchase agreement to buy the building. They're hoping to have a tenant in place that would actually run the restaurant before closing on the deal. But they are in a position to buy the building right now.
Where is the building, just so we can make sure everybody knows where we're talking geographically?
It's about two blocks south of 496 on Washington, which is just south of downtown Lansing and next to the General Motors plant, really. It's slated for the area where the new Board of Water and Light power plant will be constructed.
That will be a booming area. And Josh, what about, can people go to a website to take a look at what the project looks like now and to get more information? Because maybe somebody listening is the person who's got the operational experience to run Fork, if that's what the name will be.
Well, I hope someone is listening that would love to help. The website is rioeatsproject.com, R-E-O-Eats. Project.com, and you can follow the entire timeline since we started this almost 90 days ago to see where we started and the comments we've received and where we've come from day one to now. And since we've been talking about the need to find an owner-operator just these past few days, a couple people have come forward, so hopefully we'll get a few more and we'll get to talk with them and see what their ideas are and how we match up as a team.
Has this project gone kind of the direction and in the way you anticipated it would go, or has it been full of surprises?
You know, there's been surprises here and there. It's been a lot of hard work, and there's been every project hits its snags, but I think what's unique about this is that there's a lot of projects where something, a restaurant or some business gets launched, and you don't get to see all the nitty-gritty details in the background of how it gets formed. And with this, it's all out in the open, and you get to see exactly what process went into it and how it was created.
Very good. Well, it's a fascinating project. I urge people to hop on and take a look. Josh, thanks and good luck to you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome. We've been talking with Josh Hovey of the REO Eats Project. We'll be back with more after this.